In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and it's a beautiful day here in Bristol. It's 14 degrees, which is a lot better than 1 degree, that's for sure, and the sun's out and people don't have to have their coats on, which is so nice. And I'm just really blessed with our God, not because the weather's changed, because I'm happy every day, because I know who I am in Christ. And I was reading in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 this morning. I read the whole chapter, but I just love that first three where it says, you know, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You know, God has spoken and invoked his blessings in our life, and no one can refute those blessings. And that's who we are in Christ, you know, that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. And so our focus with God is a happy one, you know, because we know God is for us, he's with us, and there's nothing that we need to be afraid of, there's nothing we have to fear. And we give our desires to God every day, we go before him, we seek him in that secret place. Like, getting before the Father is so important in the morning, praying, asking him what he'd have you do, asking him to give his works to you to do. When we do that, then he really opens up the door. So I dropped Danny off to work this morning, and I was saying, Father, like, you know, what do you have me do today? And I just felt that I should go and have him a cup of coffee and a sausage roll, or I had actually a sausage bap, which was really tasty actually. And I got a message for on Facebook from Melissa Dean. Now, Melissa is a wonderful believer that lives in London, and she's an actress. And she's been on like local TV with programs like EastEnders. And she's actually filming for Channel 4, a film or a documentary or some drama type of thing. And she's actually in Bristol now. So she told me where she was and where she's located in Bristol. So I'm just going down there to meet her, just wait for her to do her filming and then meet up with her and see my sister in Christ. I haven't seen her for quite a while, so I'm really excited about that. And so God just really blesses us, you know, when we go to him, we give our desires, we desire fellowship with him and with one another, and, you know, and he makes these things happen for us. And I'm just so thankful to God for his love in my life. And, you know, there's nothing to fear. Like, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, direct connection and access to God. That's what we have. And you know, we should use our connection. We should use that access to go before the throne of grace to find that mercy, that help, that direction in the time that we have need. And God knows our personal needs, and he loves us. You know, and our relationship with God is not a fear-based relationship. You know, we don't do because, you know, God might not bless us. We don't do because we might go to hell or we might get consequences, because God has already proclaimed who we are. He says we're sons. He's named us as his sons and daughters. And so that's how we see ourselves. We see ourselves as God sees us. And so, you know, as Jesus Christ is, so are we in this world. That's how we have to think of ourselves, because that's what the scriptures tell us. That's what God says about us. He's spoken these wonderful things into our life, that he's given us good works before ordained that we should walk in them. And when we desire that good work from God, then he starts to open up the doors for us. And so, you know, our expectation is on God. It isn't on any man or any woman or any ministry, but it's on God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus Christ has accomplished our complete redemption. There wasn't one thing that was missed out for your healing, for your relationship with the Father, for your resources, for your fellowship. He has provided everything in Christ. And even though we're in this world and we can see what's going on in this world, we don't put our focus there, we don't pay attention, but we set our affections on things above, not on the things of this earth, you know. And we're the ones that are to let the peace of God rule in our heart, because we've been called to the one body of Christ, and there's many members. Okay, when you are a member, in particular a member, and you're very important. So God cares for you dearly. He's your Father. And, you know, fathers care for their kids. They're going to watch out for them. They're going to take care of them. They're going to get them to the place that, they need to be. Fathers will look out and oversee their kids. Even I'm doing that now. My kids are old enough to take care of themselves. But like, there's always that heart for your children. Always you have that heart for the children. You want to see the best for them. You want them to experience the best. You know, in relationships, you know, when we settle in our hearts knowing who we are in Christ, and we can be confident not only before God but before man, and we can be confident in our relationship. You know, my relationship with God is not based upon my effort, my performance, you know, my doing good or speaking the word or healing someone. It's not based upon that. It's based upon a son and a father relationship, like Jesus Christ had with the Father. And when you know you are loved, and it's not on any conditions, but pure love, that God loves you just as you are and where you are, you will be free and blessed every day. And I'm just enjoying my fellowship every day. I know that God's called me to be his son and to be a blessing and to minister. And he's going to open up those doors. He's going to provide the work for me to do, the people to speak. The thing is on God, it's not on me. But my part is to be in that relationship with my Father, knowing that my expectations on him, knowing my help comes from him, my vision, my direction comes from the one true God, our Heavenly Father. And when we just get into that relationship with God, it's not like an up and down relationship. We shouldn't have an up and down relationship on God. You know, if everything's going wrong for me, that means God doesn't love me. Well, that's not true. God loves you no matter your situation, no matter what you're going through. He's with you, and he's already provided everything for you in Christ, and we receive his provision through our faith and not through fear. It's not a fear-based relationship. And God has just been teaching me this, that he loves me regardless of what's going on, what people may have said, what I may have said, what I may have done, or what people may have done. It's not down to that. It's down to knowing who I am before my God as a son born again of the Spirit of God, with Christ in me, the hope of glory. And so God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be blessed. He wants us to enjoy this life and living. And so my encouragement to you is to really get into that relationship with the Father. Go to him. Give him all your problems. Give him all your burdens. Give him all your desires. And he is going to take care of all your needs. And he is going to take care of all your desires. And he is with you. And he is for you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's taking care of you. And just to think that God has already spoken into existence, into the universe, his blessings. And when we come into agreement with them, then we can start to see these blessings manifested. And the manifested blessings of God start to appear when we get into relationship and we cease from our own works. We rest in him, trusting in our God. We go to God, we sit on his lap, we speak the things and problems and situations. We talk with God. You know, prayer is talking with God. It's, you know, seeking his heart, seeking his way, asking what he'd have us do. How can we be a blessing to him? And how can we be a blessing to others? And I'm just really enjoying life right now. I'm excited for France. France is coming up in about 20 odd days time. And I know that's going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a blessed time. I'm excited for fellowship tonight. I'm excited to see my kids, my grandkids, my wife. You know, we got so much to be thankful for. And this blessedness, this blessings we can experience within our hearts every single day, regardless of the weather, regardless of circumstances, situations, because we know that God is for us and his plan is perfect. And then when we seek him and go to him, he will give us answers, he'll give us direction, and he's taking care of us. So I'm just driving through the rough side of Bristol, St. Paul's area, and in the daytime it's all right, nighttime's a little bit rough, but you know, we just speak blessings into the areas that, like, I'm driving through here. You know, I expect to see believers and fellowships running, like my vision for the era. I don't see, you know, the state in the five senses, like people look at it, oh, look how run down this place is. But we don't see it like that. We see it through God's eyes, clean, pure, beautiful. You know, and God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And he loved us while we were yet sinners. So how much more has he freely given us to enjoy the fellowship with him and to live daily before him and to not feel the pressure of this world or of people, performance. We don't have to perform. We don't have to have millions of people in our fellowship. We don't have to try and go and get them. God will bring them, and they'll bring them to us as we desire, and we pray for the laborers. And so I've just been, these are just some of my thoughts for the day. I'm just really blessed. And God is the one that has put his desires in our hearts. So I just encourage you, you know, get into that relationship with the Heavenly Father and seek him. And, you know, let your relationship be based on love, not fear. Know that, oh, nothing's happening for me and I haven't done this and this hasn't happened here. So this is why God's not blessing me. God has said he has blessed you with everything. He's already done it, and all we got to do is recognize it, receive it, walk in it, and enjoy this daily living. Whether you're on your own, whether you've got a million people around you, you are beloved of God and you are blessed by God. You're his beloved and you are his masterpiece. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And so today, just driving around Bristol here, going over to meet Melissa, following the sat-nav directions. You know, we also follow, I can follow the sat-nav directions quite easily, and it's the same with God. You know, what he puts in our hearts to do, we follow that direction, we follow the course, and we stay on course. So anyway, guys, have a really fantastic day, whatever you're doing. Remember, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not unto your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him. Just like to get to this place where Melissa is now, I'm acknowledging this sat-nav and it's telling me to turn right. You know, and God will keep us on his way of holiness, so we don't go to the left or to the right, but we're being led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. And I've had great fellowship this morning with my Father. I woke up, I spoke in tongues, I thanked him for the day, I picked my son up, blessed my son. We spoke and encouraged one another, and you know, he's blessed through the day there now, and I shared some of these things with him and a bit more. So I'm just sharing these things with you now. Have a great day. Remember, you are loved. Remember, no matter what anyone says or what anyone thinks about you or what you think about yourself on the negative side, God has spoken his blessings into your life. He has spoken good words. And we are to be imitators of our Father. We're to walk in love like our Father. We're to love like our Father. We're to think like our Father. And we're to speak like our Heavenly Father. It's available to do, guys. So this is real cool, man. This is a great day. And the roads are nice and clear, actually, which makes a change. It's usually chock-a-block with traffic. So I've been drinking plenty of water. So I hope there's a toilet nearby because I need to go. Anyway, God will provide, as he always does. Have a great day. God bless you. You are the best, man. Shanta Kaliandra Basanda. You are the best.